We're here in Silicon Valley this morning. We caught up with Mark Andreessen and talked about the NSA and Edward Snowden.
Obviously, he's a traitor. Like, if you look up in the encyclopedia, traitor, like, there's a picture of Ed Snowden. Like, he's like a textbook traitor. They don't get much more traitor than that. I will say I am in the distinct minority out here. Like, I think most people in Silicon Valley would pick the other designation.
And you think he's a traitor because?
Because he stole national security secrets and gave them to everybody on the planet.
Like, did you know what was happening, though? Do you feel that he has exposed something that you didn't know about?
So I think people, this is something I've got, people have gotten very upset at me for saying this. I think that, I think if you actually followed the NSA, I think if you actually read the books and the articles and understood the history, I think you generally assume that they were doing pretty much everything that's come out. And so the big surprise for me was that people were so shocked, because I thought, we've been funding this agency for 50 years that has tens of thousands of employees and spends tens of billion dollars
a year. You're not uncomfortable.
I thought they were spying. I mean, that was my impression. Well, I just thought that that's what they were doing. I mean, I thought that that was the, I thought everybody knew that. And so I got to say, I am surprised that there is such a high level of shock. Some of the shock, I think, is fake, right? So, like, foreign governments getting all upset. Like, I think that's for domestic political consumption. I think the Germans knew full well what was happening. The Brits knew full well what was happening. The Russians knew full well what was happening. And, of course, they do either many or all the same things themselves. I think there's no question, though, that a lot of Americans were very surprised.
And its implications out here vis-a-vis trying to do business abroad?
Yeah, very serious and very worrying. And I would say in two categories. So first is just American technology companies get a huge amount of revenue from outside the U.S. In fact, some of these companies get up to 70% of revenue outside the U.S. And there's a big open question right now how successful our companies will be when they go sell products overseas. And I think there's a lot of foreign countries that are very envious of Silicon Valley and America's domination of tech and wish that they could implement protectionist policies and are going to use this whole affair as a reason to do that. And I think that's
an excuse.
Yeah, as an excuse. As an excuse.
What should President Obama do? And you have been very critical of him.
Yeah. Well, that's the big issue is right now, as far as I can tell, there's no plan. There's no plan, there's no strategy, there's no tactics, there's no nothing. Like, the Snowden reveals just keep coming out. The administration is just letting the NSA, I think, hang out to dry. I think they're letting the American tech industry hang out to dry. Like, I've not met anybody in the American technology industry who feels like the White House has a plan. It's just happening.